Welcome to another Grateful Living with Reverend Lucretia. Today's talk is called Tools of the Trade, and we will be talking about prayer. I will be sharing with you my thoughts and my experiences. I've been praying since I was 9 years old. I am in my 60s now. I used to pray from a place of fear and anxiety, and it sounded more like begging than anything else. I would go into a private place and close the door and ask God to help me. I was always asking God to watch over me and keep me safe. I understand now that that's okay, but there's a much better way to pray. My form of prayer consists of talking to God as if he were sitting right next to me on the couch and starts off with gratitude lists. I've been doing gratitude lists for over 32 years. I start my day every single day, and I am thankful for all of the obvious things like my health and my home and having food to eat and having a source of income and my family and my friends, but I am also careful to enumerate the many, many detailed aspects of my life that make me so grateful to wake up every day. Making gratitude lists is a way of praying. I believe that whenever you are talking to God, your source, your creator, that is prayer. I use formal prayers on some occasions when I am doing a ceremony of some kind or when I am with other people who feel comfortable with formal prayer, but mostly I just talk to God. In New Thought, we believe that our thoughts create our reality. What we think about gets bigger. When we pray, we do what's called affirmative prayer. There are several different techniques, but I will try to keep it really simple. We acknowledge that God is in charge and that he wants us to be happy, joyous, and free, and that he wants us to be healthy and abundant and filled with joyful, loving, compassionate relationships. So when we pray, it is about affirming that the good is coming to us. We go in with the understanding that what we want is already ours. It is just a matter of having it show up in the physical world after we have created it in our minds. Prayer is about affirming that we know there are infinite possibilities and that we know God wants us to have only our best and highest good. We pray from a place of acknowledging that. What works is always to thank in advance for the outcome that we know is coming. We can also pray for other people rather than just praying for ourselves. I have a fairly long prayer list, but I keep the same principles when I pray for others. I pray that if they are facing a health challenge, they are returned to being in alignment with perfect health. Similarly, if they are looking for a job, I pray that they get the right and perfect job. The basis of the prayer is that God knows what is best for us and for those who we are praying for. So I never pray for a specific job to be manifested. I pray for the right and perfect job that fills all of the needs of the person that I'm praying for. I might ask that they get the perfect income, that it is the perfect commuting time, that it has responsibilities that are up to their level of achievement, that they are able to be creative and fulfilled by their job. But I will never put a specific job title in there, as I fully believe God wants only their best and highest good and will give them the job that is perfect for where they are now with the lessons that they need to learn. At the core of all of the prayers is the wish that I or the people I am praying for come into perfect alignment with who they are supposed to be, that they have perfect health, that their issues, whatever they are resolved in God's right and perfect timing and for the outcome that God has in mind. Since we believe that God lives inside us and outside us and all around us, it is important to note that we are not praying to some force that is far away and distant, but from our source, the force that created us, who gives us the strength to fulfill all of our dreams. I like the Bible a lot. It's just a book that speaks to me and helps me to become calm when I'm anxious and helps me to feel strong when I'm scared and has wisdom in it that encourages me and gives me perspective. I've been reading the Bible a really, really long time just because I learn a lot and it makes me feel good. I believe that there are many other brilliant texts from different faiths, which are also incredibly helpful. I chose some scriptural references to prayer because the Bible talks about prayer 367 times. One of my favorites is Mark 6:31, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." But it is followed by a few other ones that talk about getting away and being quiet. Jesus prayed all day, every day, we are told, and although he prayed without ceasing in an informal way, he also went away and prayed formally 3 to 4 times a day. In Matthew 14:23, it says, after he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Luke 5:16 says, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Deuteronomy 4:7 says, what other nation is so great as to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him? Mark 1:35 says, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. And in Luke 6:12, it says, one of these days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the whole night praying to God. I like all these reminders of Jesus having to get away and be alone so that he could be in communion with God. Mary Rowland is a Unity legend. Unity is one of the pillars of New Thought. So Mary served as a director of Silent Unity from 1916 until 1971. She is the author of The Magic of the Word and Dare to Believe. She wrote the pamphlet called Come Ye Apart for a While. She talks about the importance of relaxing as a preparation for effective prayer. She also talks about audible words getting quicker results because the words one speaks exist and move through the universe of vibration and energy that take form just as one shall decree. Because they are formative expressions of what is thought, those words literally mold one's life. She also quotes Mark 6:31. Her version reads, and he saith unto them, come you yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. She talks about the importance of complete relaxation with God. Jesus knew the necessity of getting away to the mountain to pray. She remarks, I do not believe that Jesus retired from the multitudes meant merely that he wanted to get away, but he understood the importance of increasing his own spiritual powers through prayer. It is well to establish the habit of prayer by meditating at the same time every day. This helps bring order into prayer practice. We develop the prayers of spiritual nature through prayer. As the inner strength of the spiritual nature is quick and it unfolds in us, all of life becomes ordered. We put into action those higher laws which are innate in every man, and each one of us becomes the conquering man. Ideas for growth and development are written in the heart of every man. Jesus referred to that place we seek as the kingdom of God within you. Through quiet moments of prayer, we open our minds to the wisdom which has been written in our hearts. Eventually, through the practice of daily prayer, we shall find ourselves always attuned to the Spirit of God within. This is the goal we are seeking, to live always in the consciousness of the presence of God. We will talk about prayer a lot more as we go through this series, but I thought I would start out the series by giving you some of my understanding about how prayer works and how to use it to effectively build communication between you and God. I look forward to another session where we will continue to talk about more tools of the trade. I send you on your way with many blessings.